Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, Jay. Good morning.
Good morning, folks. Thanks for having me on.
All right. So tell everyone the story of your daughter and the lemonade stand. Tell us where it began.
So it started out quite simply as a like a teaching mechanism. My daughter's 6 years old and has autism. And her behavior technician, Nancy, suggested a lemonade stand to help teach her social interaction with people that she doesn't know or doesn't come in contact with every day.
When she would come into contact before the lemonade stand with people she didn't know, how would she react?
Most of the time, very shy, scared. Sometimes she even acts shy and scared with family members that she doesn't see on a regular basis as well.
Understandable.
Unbeknownst to us, Nancy reached out to the town of Tonawanda police and spoke to an awesome dispatcher by the name of Jessica Lynn and mentioned about how Sarah was having a lemonade stand and that she really loved police officers. So she asked if anyone wasn't busy, you know, whether it's at a desk job or if they were on, you know, on patrol, if they could stop by and meet Sarah, just so we can introduce her and say, hey, if you're ever lost or you can't find your way anywhere, if you see a man or a woman in uniform, you'll know that you'll be safe with them. So, and Officer Dorenzo from the town of Tonawanda Police Department showed up and spent a good, like, 10 minutes with my daughter talking with her. And my daughter was overjoyed.
Aww.
And, you know, that someone that she doesn't know would show an interest in her and how she's doing in that. So in their conversation, she he asked her, you know, I hear that you really love police officers. She said, yes, but I also really like firefighters, too. When he was leaving, he let her sit in his vehicle. And as he was leaving, he asked if she would want to hear the sirens, but she gets really, really oversensitive to loud noises. That's pretty typical of autism or autistic children. So as he left, he just, you know, put on the lights, and that was that. A couple minutes later, another officer ended up showing up to buy lemonade from her. I kid you not, about 30 minutes later, the crew from the Elwood Fire Department come up, the fire chief in his vehicle and two fire trucks full of firefighters come come over to visit my daughter. I'm sorry, I'm trying to keep a little bit of composure here.
That's okay.
They didn't put on their sirens because they heard that autistic children have a tendency to, you know, be overwhelmed by loud noises, so they just came, you know, pulling up across the street, and my daughter, the joy in her face and in her laughter as they're coming up to introduce themselves and to say that they wanted to buy lemonade. You know, it was one of those moments where you didn't know whether or not to cry or to laugh because of the joy that was in this child's eyes.
Jay, have you seen this kind of joy on her face before? Was this a new sensation?
The type of joy and surprise on her look, she gets... I've seen her happy and joyful countless times. It's almost always when she's around music. She's very in tune to music. But this, like the sense of joy to where she felt acceptance and inclusion in a community that, quite frankly, a lot of autistic people tend to struggle with, because there's a lot of people out there that have a tendency to judge. Like if someone has a meltdown out in public, a lot of times people think, oh, what a spoiled, rotten brat that kid is. When in reality, the kid's probably overloaded and overwhelmed with all sorts of sensory things that they don't know how to process it and they don't know how to cope with it. So the only way that they cope with it is with meltdowns. But with this, like, she was so overwhelmed that she wasn't overwhelmed that she started having a meltdown. She was excited. And, you know, she wanted her picture taken with them, and Officer Dorenzo took a picture with them, and the entire crew took a picture with her. There was amazing, one amazing firefighter, and I believe his name was Brad. He gave her his good luck charm, and his good luck charm was a little white and pink My Little Pony that he told her that he carried with him on calls to help protect him. And
wow.
You could still see the singe on it from one of the calls, and he told her that he wanted to give it to her to help protect her. So as they left, she goes to me and my wife. You know, he gave me this, and it protected him. And we're like, yep. She was like, he doesn't have anyone to protect him anymore. I need to pray to God and have God protect him and his buddies.
Wow.
And she stopped what she was doing and just got on her knees on her chair and started praying to protect the firefighters and the policemen and to help them sleep at night. And it's like one of those things where you start getting misty eyed. Like, is this for real? Mm-hmm. You know, am I watching like a movie happen right before me? And the crazy thing is this has gotten bigger than I could ever imagine. I mentioned the dispatcher earlier, Jessica Lynn. She posted it on Facebook, you know, that she normally doesn't share this stuff. But she felt compelled to do so. And since Saturday evening, since she posted it, it's gotten over 3,500 reactions, over 1,300 shares, mm-hmm. over 300 comments from people, just people reaching out thanking for that being shared and highlighting the good, you know, the good first responders out there and the good in people and the joy of a child. It just goes to show you that, you know, people in society right now, society's so self-absorbed right now. It's always me, me, me. And, you know, what can people do for me?
Right. Exactly. And your story has lifted so many people. I know you're limited on time. What do you want people to know about a child with autism?
They are some of the most amazing people in the world. They have their struggles.
Mm-hmm.
They process things differently than you and I. But the thing is, they all, whether they can verbalize it or not, because autism is a spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
There's a saying, once you meet one person with autism, you've met one person with autism.
Right.
So whether they can verbalize it to you or not, they all have this yearning for a sense of belonging and a sense of inclusion in community. And a lot of times people tend to want to separate those that have special needs. But a story like this shows that, you know, acceptance and inclusion and unconditional love that an autistic child gives to those that they include in their circle. Even if you're not in their circle, a lot of them have the utmost respect for people in general. So we all could learn a lot from autistic people, and for autistic parents out there, I kid you not, it's definitely a struggle trying to learn how to deal with an autistic person, because you can't just like treat them like you would, you know, a neurotypical person, because they don't think the same way as you and I do with a lot of things. And it's a struggle for a lot of autistic parents, but the key is to always show love and compassion.
Jay, did your daughter feel like she belonged after this incredible episode?
Yeah, absolutely. She's still talking about this, and mm-hmm. she has a tendency to, like, when something happens, she'll just like, whatever, and she moves on. But she's still talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, each night at her bedtime prayers, she's been taught, you know, praying for the police and for the firefighters for protection.
Oh, that's
awesome. And she's still talking about it and about wanting to see them again one day. And I guarantee you, since she loves music and art, she's probably going to end up creating some sort of art for yeah. the guys down the road.
You are a special dad, and I'm sure your wife is a special mom. I loved this story and wanted to share it with our listeners because that's the good in the Western New York community that we always need to remind ourselves of. And I love your little girl, and if there's anything we can help you with, please let us know, okay?
So I want to thank you for allowing me to share my princess's story.
I love it. And, yes, she's so special, and it was so much fun getting to know you, too. Thank you so much for taking some time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks for giving me the time. I appreciate it.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.